Hi, this is Vince, and we're going to do a Hartnett Fellowship walkthrough entitled Goldilocks. You can see that on your screen. On the left is a marked up version of the report that'll be included, as well as a clean version. And on the right, we have the slides that he'll be using. All right, so let's get going. You can follow along with the transcript, or you can just read the report, and we have the slides broken out as well. Here we go. The flow show, Goldie Shocks. The theme is stagflation. I haven't read the whole thing, but you get the idea right away. The scores on the doors, we're going to skip that today. You can see that on your screen. Zeitgeist, the old world is dying and the new world struggles to be born. Now is the time of monsters. Head of a central bank on US dollar hegemony at the B of A conference, channeling Gramsci. Quick comment about that. That quote was also used by Michael Every in one of his posts a week or two before. Not mentioning where he got it. I guess you wouldn't do that if you're talking about one bank versus another. Anyway, the biggest picture, US headline core CPI trending to 3.6 to 4% by June when Fed expected to cut rates. That's chart two. Let's see what that looks like. That's his main chart. Implicitly, Fed tolerating higher inflation eases US debt burden. Weaker policy credibility equals weaker currency. Why crypto and gold are at all-time highs? So crypto and gold are at all-time highs because the market is sniffing out a Fed that's going to tolerate higher inflation, which will give them, of course, weaker policy credibility. And it also eases the US debt burden. Ironically, it's good for bonds. Think about it. The price is